back up to the woods to go to sleep, or if you stay here, is that the man next to you is your brother. And you damn well better treat each other that way, because if they don't, then we blow the whole thing, but we've got it right there.
Politics, politics, humor, humor, tequila, tequila, and an IQ of under 64. Yeah, you're listening to Spark Top Radio. Hello, welcome to the show. My name is Bart. This is Bart Cup Radio. We think we got a good one for you today. Let's get started. Let me run down the checklist real quick. Be sure we got everything we need to make it a good show. The first thing on the list, some Chinaco Añejo. Boy, it's just the right amount. Puts me in a good mood. This is going to be our best show so far. This is show 22. 21 was okay. 20 was kidnapped and shot in the head, thrown in the river. Have not heard from 20. 19 was okay. But this one, 22, it's going to rock.
This is www.bartcop.com.
Oh, and it is officially the Hate George Bush Day on the program, because that's the way they have deemed it out in Hollywood. It's Hate Bush Day on this program.
Excuse me, Mr. Nazi. Could you name the people of whom you speak? You say, those liberals in Hollywood. Well, does that mean Arnold Schwarzenegger? Is he the guy that's causing all the trouble? Instead of saying, them people, why don't you name somebody? Why don't you show a little courage and actually put a name to these wild charges you dream up?
For the entire day, hate Bush. You know, there's a lot of emotion with that. Hate. 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 Can't. Hate. 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 Can't. Hate. 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 Can't stand you.
Mr. Nazi, I fail to understand your reasoning. Your hatred of all things Clinton and liberal made you a very, very wealthy man. How much are you making these days? About maybe $10 million a year? And how much were you making before Clinton became president? Were you making $60,000? So you went from what? Maybe $60,000 to $10 million? And hate did that for you, Sean. And now you're acting like it doesn't matter. Like, hate means nothing. That, like, hate is something negative. Well, boy, you sure turned a negative into a positive. I got to give you that. Of course, these days they'll hire any Nazi who wants to scream insults at a liberal.
We got to hanitize the vote in 04. That's the bottom line.
Hanitize the vote? What a pompous ass you are, Sean Hannity. It's all about you, isn't it? Everything's all about you. What, that $10 million's not getting it for you? Is that what it is? You want some of that Limbaugh money. You want some of that $280 million money. So it's all about you. We got to turn the nation into Hannity zombies. That's the only way we can save America.
As we head into... Oh, by good news for Republicans. If the president were to win all the states that he won in 2000, if he just won all of those states, he would, I think it was 7 or 8 extra electoral votes because of demographic shifts and changes that have taken place over the years. That's pretty good news.
But, Sean, if you take away the states that Bush got credit for that he didn't win, he loses clearly for the second time in a row.
We'll have a little bit more on that. Now, also, at the bottom of this hour, you know there's this effort to boycott me and my show by the Democratic Party, so we've been told out in Los Alamos.
Notice how the Nazi covers his tracks. He goes through this semi-long rant about, oh, the horrible things the Democrats are doing, and at the very end he says, or so I've been told. Why don't you stick to the facts, Sean? Would that be possible? Any chance at all that you might stick to the facts and leave all this wild conjecture and opinion that's floating around? Geez, if you would put a name to it. My God, you're so afraid to get on the record with an actual accusation. Then suddenly, Hannity takes a wild turn into this Cincinnati police beating a la Rodney King.
And just a bad drug. Anybody that in law enforcement that's ever dealt with people on it, they know exactly what it is that I'm talking about here.
Well, Sean, you seem to know everything about everything. So why don't you explain to us the difference between a fella being high on crack cocaine and PCP and, say, Jack Daniels? I wonder, Would the police have used the same amount of force? Would they have struck the guy the same amount of times with their batons if he had been a Yahoo cowboy drunk on Jack Daniels in a country bar? Somehow, I don't think so.
And sure enough, you're getting the same reaction from the same people that just, you know, for whatever reason, will never give police the benefit of the doubt. And I only ask this question. What is a police officer supposed to do when somebody chases him, refuses to listen, will not stop resisting arrest, holds off and whacks him, literally punched 400 pounds behind that punch? He slugged a police officer.
Sean, you have the consistency of warm baby poop. When Bill Clinton, in effect, tried to arrest David Koresh, you weren't in favor of the law taking control of the situation then, because he was a white guy with guns. This is just more proof of the hypocrisy of the Republican Party. Basically, in Waco, what happened is Bill Clinton and Janet Reno told David Koresh to pull over, get out of the car, put your hands behind your back, put your hands on the roof of the car, whatever, and Koresh said no and started shooting. Now, instead of applauding the Bill Clinton law and order attitude, no, they accused him of assault and murdering children. Now that it's a black guy getting beat up, well, he's just a nigger. That's okay. You can beat up a nigger. Everybody knows they're second-class citizens. They don't belong here. If you see one on the street, it's probably with a stolen car. He's probably got a head full of angel dust. He's probably going to kill you. He's probably going to come to your home and sexually assault your wife and daughter. So that's why it's in everyone's best interest for the white cop with the happy baton to go nut shit crazy on this black guy. But no, when it's a white guy shooting federal officers, causing death and major damage to tissues and organs, then it's, oh, how dare the oppressive government attack an innocent citizen because he's white.
So they tried to subdue him. And in this case, you could see the many attempts to get him to cooperate. You could see the attempts to try and get his hand behind his back. It's not an easy thing to do when a guy weighs 400 pounds.
Little disclaimer here. I haven't seen the tape. I haven't even heard about the story. All I know is I heard the right-wing Nazis scream at how clearly obvious it was that the black guy was guilty, but that's second nature to them. That just comes right out of their mouth. The black man is always guilty, no matter unless he's Clarence Thomas. He says the man refused to follow orders, but then he admits that a 400-pound man can barely get his hands behind his back. So, gee, Sean, you're asking the man that's high on drugs to do the impossible. You don't make any sense.
He also apparently had an enlarged heart, they believe, from some hypertensive condition that he's had. He was not a healthy man to begin with, but there are some, as we heard yesterday on this program, saying it's murder, which it is not. What is a policeman supposed to do?
Well, Sean, I don't think you've done a very good job of explaining yourself. It seems to me there's a constant here. If anybody is suspected of a crime by any policeman, then they must immediately surrender to the authority. And that's that. But no, when it's a black guy, you think he should be beaten with batons. When it's a white guy shooting at federal officers, murdering them, then you say the government needs to back off and go home because he's just a peaceful tax protester. You don't make any sense, Sean.
Anyway, it is Bush hating day on the program. We got to use the word hate because that's what the Hollywood activist intellectual elites out there having their big party. Lori David, wife of Seinfeld creator Larry David, sent out the invites to the planned event meeting at the Hilton with the bold heading, Hate Bush, Drudge Reports. There's some dispute as to whether or not that was actually from her or from some other email list person, but the bottom line is that's what it's about. But
Sean, if you don't know if she sent it, why are you saying she did? And besides, I was a moderate Seinfeld fan when it was on, but the producer's wife, that's hardly the king of Hollywood. I mean, Seinfeld's been off, what, 4 or 5 years? So the idea that Larry David's wife is what, the king of all Hollywood, liberal elite, whatever that big long sentence full of horse shit you said? If you know she sent it, then say so. You say there's a discrepancy, that means that's your way of covering your ass, because it probably means you know for a fact she did not send it, but your lack of honesty prevents you from telling the truth.
And they don't deny that this is what they want to do. Quote, this is the most important meeting you can attend to prevent the advancement of the current extremist right-wing agenda. Don't miss the meeting. This will be a high-level briefing to discuss the strategies to affect what happens next November.
Well, I can't even tell what that means. Did you read that poorly on purpose, Sean? How in the hell is Larry David's wife going to decide the strategy for the Democratic nominee? You think Dean or Clark is going to listen to Larry David's wife as she plots her strategy for 2004? I swear to God, until 3 minutes ago, I had never heard the lady's name. Why is the Democratic nominee going to get marching orders from this lady? I don't dislike the lady. I don't like her. Like I said, I never heard of her. But the Hollywood crowd is not going to dictate anything to the Democratic frontrunner. Like anybody, they'll have contributions and they'll have ideas, but the idea, hell, a Bart Cop convention would probably have as much to do with getting a Democrat elected idea-wise, surely not financially. Yeah, Bart Fest strategy session, that's what you ought to be worried about, not Larry David's wife.
Do you understand what I'm saying, sanitize the vote, what I'm talking about? This, you got to counter this. Liberals hate this man.
Well, Sean, there you go again. You can't say, although you speak for me, yeah, that last sentence was the first thing you've gotten right so far today. Yes, I do not like the man. I don't know if it goes all the way to hate. It probably does. But the idea that liberals hate Bush, no, that's not true. That's probably about as accurate as saying Republicans blew up the Murrah Center in Oklahoma City in 1995. If you want to claim that, fine.
But, you know, I brought this up yesterday. What do they hate him for? What has he done that's so awful that so warrants hatred of anybody?
Sean, you can act stupid all you want, but everybody knows why George Bush is the most hated man on the planet. Basically, his entire idea when he stole his way into power was to reverse everything that Clinton had done, even the good stuff, even the stuff that Clinton did that everybody agrees was good. Bush feels honor-bound somehow to reverse. So the prosperity turned into recession, the peace turned into war, the surplus turned into a deficit. All our friends hate us now. We've got no more allies. We're just a bullying force that's kicking in doors all across the planet. Anybody with oil, look out, because here comes the United States, a formerly great country.
The economy's turned around.
Sean, when the Dow hits 11,000, and when we get back all the jobs that Bush lost because of his idiotic tax cuts, then you can say the economy is back. Not till then. You can't say it now. You don't dig yourself 100 feet hole in the dirt and then climb up 2 feet and talk about and then brag about how great your building progress is. No, you're still 98 feet in the hole, Sean. The whole country is mired in this quicksand of economic malaise.
Americans have more money back in their pockets.
When you say Americans have more money, you must be talking about the super rich, people like yourself making $6 to $10 million a year, people like the pig boy, people like Bill and Hillary Clinton who made, what, $100 million last year? Yeah, they're doing great. So is Bill Gates, so is Warren Buffett. So is a lot of people that were super rich when Bush hit office are super richer. But the 3 million people that lost jobs, you think they have more money in their pocket? How fucking stupid can you be, Hannity?
Some of the most robust growth as we had in 20 years. I guess we should hate him for that.
No, let's hate him for digging such a deep hole that on the way out, when advances are made, he looks like a hero a la Reagan. When you say it's the best in 20 years, that's because when you go back to 1983, we started making small gains after Reagan threw the entire world into the toilet economically. I'm 50. I was 30 when it happened. I remember it clear as a bell. I remember I had a job at what didn't pay much at the time, but I was in charge of hiring. And I had quality control specialists from American Airlines come in and look me in the eye and say, Bart, I need this job. At the time we were selling video games, pool tables, jukeboxes, and these guys, men in their 50s, men that look like they used to make $150,000 a year, they came to me and said, Bart, please let me work for you for minimum wage. I agree to get on a hot truck in the middle of August in Oklahoma and rotate these video games around. You pick up a Pac-Man, you put it where the Galaga was. You pick up the Galaga, you take it where the Joust was. You pick up the Joust, you take it to where the other machine was. That is damn hard work. Moving video games is like moving refrigerators all day for minimum wage in the hot sun. That's what Reagan did to us. So when that started to ease, Oh, yes, there were big, big gains, just like what Bush is getting to us now. After the horror he put us through the last 2-3 years, when he gets a 5% jump, everybody starts screaming, well, the whores do, like you, start screaming about how great it is. But when we get back to 11,000 and everybody gets their jobs back, then we'll say Bush is a zero. Right now he's a minus.
I mean, this is the position liberals now find themselves in. They've got to hope the economy tanks.
Sean, how long has it been since you got one right? The economy is in the tank right now. We don't have to wish for anything. America is screwed right now. And granted, as we take these teeny tiny steps toward unscrewing ourselves, we're under less pressure than we were. But that doesn't mean Bush did us any favors by allowing us to get within light years of break even. What the hell is wrong with you?
So that they can somehow motivate others to hate Bush the way they do. And they've got to find a reason to throw him out of office.
How about the fact that he was never elected? I think that's a pretty good reason to throw him out of office. If our side had any fighters, President Gore would probably be sitting in the Oval Office right now. But no, we chose to cave again.
Okay, so our country was attacked, and he pledged to go out there and get those people responsible.
Sean, if facts meant anything to you, you would admit that we were attacked by Saudis. 15 of the 19 were Saudis. So what does Bush do? He invades Iraq. What the hell kind of logic is that? Everybody, including the rest of the world, would be behind Bush if he would have attacked the people who attacked us. But no, his daddy works for the people, for the country, whose people attacked us. So Saudi Arabia is invulnerable as long as the illegal moron's daddy is an agent for Saudi Arabia. But his daddy's not working at the moment with Saddam, and the asshole thought he saw a good excuse to steal Iraq's oil, so we invaded there. And we've got hundreds dead, no way out, no potential way out. We can't get out if Kucinich was elected today. We can't just leave. Saddam would just come back into power and slaughter everyone who was stupid enough to make a deal with the uneducated Bush boy.
And he's in the process, he's freed 50 million people. So I guess we should hate him for that.
No, we don't hate him for that. We hate him for lying about the reasons why we had to go to war. Like Bush, you keep changing the past. Bush didn't say anything about we have to go to war with Iraq to free those people. No, he said we have to go to Iraq because of the imminent threat, the mushroom clouds that were about to materialize over American cities. That's why we went to war in Iraq. Turns out he was lying the whole time. He just wanted that oil. Little sidebar. I saw on Tuesday's USA Today, greatest newspaper in the world, that Bush doesn't mind if NATO or the UN, whoever, gets in and runs Afghanistan. Well, I guess that's because Afghanistan doesn't have as much oil as Iraq. Trust me, they are stealing millions of barrels every day. They're getting $40 a barrel every day, $40 million a day. That's real money, even for the BFEE. But they're not making that kind of money in Afghanistan, so fine. Take Afghanistan off our hands. We'll sell it to you cheap. Bargain prices on Afghanistan. But we're going to need Iraq for another half a year or so before we can make enough money to make this worth our while. The son of a bitch.
You're listening to Bart Cop Radio. Because if you're watching Bart Cop Radio, it gets real boring.